10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Suwacki.
Well, good day, great day, and how about a take two day with happy endings and new beginnings? I have an extraordinary guest joining me, and later on we'll have, of course, Mother Weber's oldest son, Clark Weber, with his look at life, all right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560. And if you want to listen to our show on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and scroll down on our homepage and click the Listen Live button. And this segment is brought to you by Kagan & Company, a trusted name in Chicago for over 50 years. They will safely sell your valuables. Call 847-897-5781 for an appointment. My guest today is Liza Gibbons, and she is the radio and TV icon, founder of Liza Gibbons Memory Foundation and Liza's Place, and the author of her recently released New York Times best-selling book, Take Two, Your Guide to Creating Happy Endings and New Beginnings. Welcome, Liza, to Aging Info Radio.
Sue, how much fun to talk to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I am very inspired by you, by your book, by all the great things you do. And what inspired you to write Take Two?
Oh, goodness. I think in life, we end up exactly where we're supposed to be, right on time, no matter how uncomfortable we may begin to feel in our own skin. Those are always the cues that we need to change. And, of course, change is that big enemy that we keep locked up behind the door because we're so afraid of it. So in my life, things just started stacking up on top of each other, Sue. It wasn't a definitive aha moment as much as it was kind of just a conflux of identity shifting. For example, when my mother got Alzheimer's disease, as everyone listening who's dealing with a health crisis, and I know that so many of us knows, you know, you have to become somebody different to step up for that challenge. So Mom got sick. My role as daughter changed. My oldest daughter went off to college, and my empty nest began to thin out. Then I left my job right at the time she left for school and decided that I wanted to find something that could fulfill my heart and my soul more. And that's when I started my nonprofit work, as you mentioned, with Liza's Place and Liza's Care Connection. And through all this self-discovery, the marriage that I was in was not strong enough to go the distance with all of that churning. So I got divorced. So there were four major ways that I'd identified myself through my work, through my marriage, as a mom, as a daughter. And we all wear labels, and my labels had changed. And one day I went, oh my gosh, who am I now? Who do I need to be now? And the bigger question, and what I'm excited to talk to you about, is who do I want to be now? Mm-hmm. Who do I get to be now? Because we assume that we get trapped by our circumstances, but really our circumstances can just be portals and gateways and doors and windows opening to our higher selves so that we can let go of who we were and really step into who we're becoming.
Absolutely. Well, in your introduction, it says the door marked change. You can't reach for anything new if your hands are still full of yesterday's junk. This is such an absolute truth.
Isn't that the greatest way to think about moving forward? What's tethering us to old behaviors, old patterns, old hurts, old fears, old resentments, all the things that we drag along behind us? It's yesterday's junk. So if you want to get to tomorrow and you want to reach for that, you have to let go of yesterday's junk. And, you know, when people say, okay, so take two, if I want to start over, if I want to recreate my life, and for caregivers, they don't get to choose when it happens. It happens, and mm-hmm. they get to choose how to react or respond. But regardless, you're in another take of life. Call it two or 22. It doesn't matter how many times around because there's no limit on how many times we get to reinvent. But I do believe definitively that to start over, you have to banish the blame. You have to drop the dread, and you have to declare yourself victorious over victimization. And that means letting go of yesterday's junk, even if you don't have an answer for it, even if you don't have a resolution for it, even if you didn't make it right with this one and that one and they didn't make it right with you. At some point, you have to let go of all of that, because if you don't, you can't start over.
Yeah, you say in your book, I love this line, there's so many great things in your book. Life is a dance of holding on and letting go. And as your friend Holly says, let go or be dragged.
Isn't that great?
Oh, that is so great, Lisa. I mean, there's so much to that in letting go. You know, let go of what yesterday's stuff was. I mean, it does drag people down. It keeps the unhappiness, the resentment, the bitterness, all that around.
That's the thing. And, you know, we know that our experiences, and especially our failures, you know, the challenges, the potholes in life, the detours, those are the things that have us help us arrive at today with all the answers that we need. So we can release all that stuff with great gratitude. You know, I love it when Holly said to me, well, I guess you got to let go or be dragged. And it really stuck with me because that is our choice. That's really, and I don't want to be simplistic, but when you get down to it, you get to decide how you're going to deal with all of that stuff. And it doesn't mean you shouldn't continue to care. I'm not saying be in denial. But I am saying that for me personally, and this seems to have resonated with a lot of people, you know, It's reframing. It's not denying that it happened. It's not being in a place where you are not living authentically. It's just the opposite of that. It's deciding to look at what happened to you as being the great teacher that it is, instead of, you know, being this horrible set of circumstances, instead of going through with this kind of why me frame. So I am a proponent, as you know, Sue, of saying, okay, put on another pair of glasses, see it through a different lens, and I think rose is an underrated color. Why not?
Yeah, you say that in your book. When I read that, I'm like, you know, regarding rose-colored glasses, you say it's an understated color, and I'm like, oh, there's another absolute truth.
If you get to decide, and we do, let's look at it. You know, if you're an optimist, and I know you talk so much about aging well and the health and vitality of our spiritual selves and our emotional selves, as well as our physical and financial selves. And all of that, you know, has to be considered when we look at pushing the reset button on our lives, which is what I talk about in the book. But, you know, to do any of that, being an optimist is going to put you in better stead. You know, if you're an optimist, you'd have better ability to defend yourself physically against all kinds of attacks on your body from, you know, colds and diseases and all kinds of things. Optimists do better. They get over things more quickly. We know people who believe in something. And, you know, I'm in the better business. I think everybody listening right now can consider themselves in the club with us in the better business. So I'm not going to tell you what to believe in, certainly. That's a deeply personal journey. But believe in something outside of yourself, because that's the faith and hope that are such key components to successful people who have the ability to start over time and time again and rebuild over and over again to get to a greater and greater place of contentment in their own lives. Those are the people who have faith and hope. And so, you know, I always joke about it and say, so, you know, believe in four-leaf clovers, believe in unicorns, believe in pots of gold. If it's God, if it's Buddha, if it's your higher self, whatever you name it, it really doesn't matter. But I think it's really important to have faith, and because without it, the journey is going to take you nowhere. And optimists have faith. So mm-hmm. When you look at the studies of people in a hospital, for example, and they say this person who was prayed over, regardless of denominational beliefs, and this person who didn't have family, community, strangers, think about prayer as intention, assigning intention towards that person's outcome. The person who was prayed over does better.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the scientific studies on faith and belief that I think are really inspiring.
Well, you are very inspiring. And once again, I'm here with Lisa Gibbons, her book, Take Two, Your Guide to Creating Happy Endings and New Beginnings. And Lisa, you talk about so many wonderful things in your book. And one of the areas that you talk about is investigate, navigate, and negotiate. And we're going to take a quick break here. And when we get back, we're going to continue this conversation with Lisa Gibbons. And once again, her book is Take Two. This is Aging Info Radio, and you want to stay right here on AM 560. We will be right back with more to come.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Presbyterian Homes has been a leader in senior living for more than 100 years with communities in Evanston, Lake Forest, and Arlington Heights. Choose which residence fits your lifestyle. A villa, an apartment, then enjoy life. Why spend time cleaning and doing yard work when you can head for the fitness center or go to the newest lecture series? All with the confidence that quality health care is available on campus if the need arises. To learn more, visit www.presbyterianhomes.org or call them at 847-866-1641.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. To reserve your seat now, that's 800-429-9615.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
This is your host, Susan Wacky, and I'm here with Lisa Gibbons, and we are talking about her New York Times best-selling book, Take Two. The book is such an inspiration. It's also very entertaining and educational. And Lisa, in your book, you talk about investigate, navigate, and negotiate.
You know, Sue, my inspiration for that line of thinking was when you get your shampoo bottles, I always think it's so funny when it says lather, rinse, repeat. Like, duh, are they serious telling us to lather, rinse, repeat? And I thought, what a metaphor, though, for this opportunity to start our lives over again, you know, because if you think about your life story, you can, as we were saying earlier, wash yourself, wash all of those old hurts away, you know, all those doubts and all the things that keep us stuck. And you can kind of put in place a new plan. And that's where I came up with the investigate, navigate, negotiate. So if you could think about where you are right now, spend some time just investigating that big question. Stand emotionally naked in front of your mirror and just say, okay, you know, who do I want to be? This is where I came from, but who I was yesterday is not who I have to be tomorrow. So let's get really honest with, you know, who I am today and what I'm bringing to my take two, what I'm bringing to my redo here in life. Because as I said, I think, you know, every day is a new chance to call for a redo. Mm-hmm. And I want to caution people, we get all excited about starting over because we look at where we want to go. And that's important. Looking at your goal is really, really important and focusing on that. But when you're at this discovery stage, your work right now is really just to kind of look at what the currents are that are changing in your life. Where's the wind coming from now? You know, where's the resistance coming from? Because, you know, all these self-help gurus tell you what resists persists. So if you can figure out where you're getting pushback, and instead of resisting those things in exchange for that, navigate that. You know, just adjust your sails a little bit, adapt, you know, and then you can negotiate with what is new for you, what's on the horizon. And I'm a big fan of baby steps. So while you're holding that vision of where you want to go and focusing on, you know, where you want to be and what it's going to feel like to be that person who is happy effortlessly every day, that person who gives joy because it's just a natural byproduct of who he or she is, that person who has patience and resourcefulness, who isn't petty, who isn't jealous, all whatever the things are that you want to be, as you focus on those things, then just you get to negotiate with all of the demons or skeletons or potholes that show up in your path, because they will. And Sue, this is a key difference between, you know, when you look at people and say, wow, how does she do it? What has she got? Whoever it is that inspires you, chances are what that successful person in any walk of life has is the ability to negotiate. Mm-hmm. And that's to negotiate the challenges as they come along, because they expect they will be there. You know, there's a difference between being an optimistic person and being naive. An optimistic person knows, okay, there will be challenges, but I will be enough to figure them out. And when the challenges come, I know that I will be resourceful, I will be resilient, and I'll get through it. So that's optimistic. But naivete is thinking that you're not going to have these fall downs, because you will. So the difference between successful people is they plan ahead for what happens when I get derailed on my recreation. And they create, remember in the book, Sue, I talk about sanity sanctuaries?
Mm-hmm. I remember that, but from our last show, I believe.
People who are resilient know what to do to fill themselves back up. They know what it takes for them to find their emotional core, their physical core. And it may not make sense for any other person on the planet, but if your sanity sanctuary is you need 10 minutes to walk in the morning, or you need an extra cup of coffee after lunch, or you need more time with the paper, you have to have a bath every night, you've got to spend time on your yoga mat, or you need to call your friends in the evening, whatever it is for you, the things that make you feel like yourself, that fill you back up, those are your sanity sanctuaries. And for you to hit the reset button on your life, they need to be non-negotiable. So those are your lines in the sand, and those are the wells from which you will have to drink very deeply when you get derailed, because that's what you know is, okay, wait, I'm still here. These are my things. This is what gets me back to me, and they're the building blocks that I need to stack on top of each other to grow even higher. So don't apologize for them. And I'm sure people listening, you know what your things are. For me, it is a bath every night. When we travel, I don't even look at booking a room that doesn't have a soaking tub, because it's that important to me. It's a little mental mindset that is just a ritual. And I do believe in rituals to kind of signal to ourselves, I'm fine, everything is good. And it's like having a little mantra that just sort of gives you that deep grounding that I know that even though the journey is difficult, it is only within the journey that I will become strong. So you journey on.
Yeah, it's like picking the things that absolutely work for you, ground you, and bring you back to being who you authentically are, is what you're talking about.
Exactly. Instead of feeling that they're trivial or being embarrassed by them, mm-hmm. Or being ashamed to say, you know, I can't really get it together until I've had another cup of coffee. I remember when I was a young girl, I used to roll my eyes at my mother. And she would say, honey, someday you're going to understand, because I would always be so impatient. Let's get on the road, Mom. Let's go. And she would always be, well, let's just have a cup of coffee and talk for a little while. I now see how much of a sanctuary it was for her and how important it was for her. And you know, and a lot of us, and now, you know, I sit here talking to you now with my cup of coffee and thinking, isn't it interesting that, you know, as we embrace change and we become a different person for ourselves in order to show up and run our own lives so that other people don't run it for us, then, you know, our patterns change, our rhythms change. But we don't often test drive our dreams. And if we don't take our ideas of who we are around the block a few times for a test drive and our dreams of who we want to be out on the track a few times for a test drive, then you don't get the right information to know if it still fits you or not.
Yeah, and we all change through time. Now, there's a, I could not agree more, Lisa, with your baby steps. I've always been a big advocate of that. You crawl, you walk, you run. But there's a chapter in your book, it's called Bust the Balance Myth. And this was so interesting. You want to elaborate on that?
Sue, I think that balance is one of the most dangerous goals for people and especially for women. And I know that it became, you know, the nirvana that we all began to seek. Okay, I've got to have a balanced life and I've got to find more work-life balance and it would all be working for me if I could just get balanced. Well, you know, I think that balance is a myth. I think it's vapor. I don't really believe it's an attainable goal. And here's what I mean by this. I think that balance is almost used against us to set us up to feel like epic failures in our own lives. Because every day you put your head on the pillow at night and you go, oh, my gosh, I sure didn't have balance today. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Neither did 99% of the rest of the population because it's not doable. And if you chase it, you know, sometimes it's going to happen just as that blissful byproduct. But if you chase it, it's going to feel like you're chasing your tail. Because just like, so I don't look at it as balance. There's no middle of the seesaw. The scales are not going to ever balance out. They'll always be tipped, I think, in favor of one aspect of life or the other that needs your attention at that moment. So if you have anybody who has, you know, had children and you've had a sick child and a job and all those responsibilities, your focus is on what the child that needs you most at that time. So if it's that sick child, your day is going to be spent taking care of that child. Or if it's your parent who's had a fall, your day is going to be spent way heavily tipped in favor of your responsibilities towards your parent. And that means your mommy time, your work time, your spiritual centering, all that other stuff is going to go by the wayside temporarily. So instead of balancing my time, I think about investing my time.
Oh, that's such a great way to put it, investing your time. So where you're needed in that moment, which also puts you in the present. And once again, I am here with Lisa Gibbons. We're talking about her book, Take Two, Your Guide to Creating Happy Endings and New Beginnings. And there is so much in this book, and we have got more to talk about when we get back. She also talks about creating a life as sweet as pie. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
This is Texas Governor Rick Perry, and I have a word of advice for employers frustrated by Illinois' short-sighted approach to business. You need to get out while there's still time. The escape route leads straight to Texas, where limited government, low taxes, and a pro-business environment are creating more jobs than any other state. I'll be in Chicago next week to talk about opportunities in Texas, where we're always open for business. Visit TexasWideOpenForBusiness.com. it may be time for your company to hit the emergency exit.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
Look, you've got to plan for your future. You do financial planning, you get insurance, but to get real peace of mind, you've got to make sure your family is legally protected. So where do you turn for affordable legal protection you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 12 years, they've been helping Americans get personalized wills, powers of attorney, living trusts, real estate documents, and more. LegalZoom also helps start and maintain businesses with incorporation and LLC filings, trademarks, and copyrights. Their time-saving service was developed by a team of experienced attorneys, and LegalZoom takes care of you from start to finish. LegalZoom documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. They're not a law firm, but they can connect you to an attorney and provide self-help services at your specific direction. For even more savings, enter FAMILY in the referral box at checkout. If you're a parent or entrepreneur, don't wait any longer. Call or visit LegalZoom.com and protect what's yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, every path has its puddles. And this segment is brought to you by Partners in Senior Care for your geriatric care management and home care services. Call 847-548-1330 or go to partnersinseniorcare.com. Lisa Gibbons joins me today, and we are talking about Take Two, her new book, which is a New York Times bestseller already. It was just released in February. And Lisa, there is so much in your book. I know you're from the South, and there's a chapter in there called Creating Life as Sweet as Pie.
Yeah. Well, you know, being raised in the South, I think I was subliminally recruited into the Society for Perpetual People Pleasers at a very young age. And you know, that's not a bad thing, because it's not bad wanting to do things nice for other people, wanting people to like you. None of those things are bad. But what happens is we end up, in our attempt to, you know, be that person in the world, we end up denying oftentimes who we are. And so for my journey, you know, I kind of equated being a good girl with saying yes all the time, and saying yes chronically to things that I even didn't want to do was building up resentment for me. And I realized when I said yes to other people, I was often saying no to myself. Mm-hmm. So part of what I have found, Sue, has really been very relatable for people, and it's that ongoing lesson that keeps smacking us in the face that our life never quite feels like it fits us until we learn it. So I decided, okay, how can I deal with this yes challenge? And I decided to come up with a framework for it. So if you think about yes as standing for your empowerment system, and when you say yes to something or somebody, put it through your little test of, does this fit into my empowerment system? Should I say yes? So what do you need to be empowered? You know, there's some universal things we all need. There's some personal things that will be unique to each of us, but you need to feel secure and valued and safe and confident. You need to feel that you're, you know, not being taken advantage of, and, you know, all those things that make you feel empowered. If you're saying yes to something that's stripping away at those things, then it doesn't fit in your empowerment system. So, you know, that's really helped me to say no definitively, without apologies, without excuses, and walk away from it. And I realize that when I say yes to myself, a couple of wonderful things happen. Those are those baby steps that you mentioned earlier, Sue, little baby steps that help you grow your self-esteem. They help you grow your courage. In our very private moments, it's the little things that cause us to stand up taller in our lives. And you may not even realize it at the moment, but when you do anything that's tough for you, maybe a piece of cake for somebody else to, you know, call the doctor and get the lab results, or to face that mother-in-law that's always so critical, or to set new boundaries with your husband, or take 5 minutes for yourself away from your caregiving, whatever the little things are, you know, it doesn't matter how easy it is for somebody else to do it. If it's tough for you and you accomplish it once, that's when you grow your courage and your self-esteem, and that's how you're going to build this platform that you need to redo your entire life, little step by little step by little step.
Yeah, I found that when you say yes and you really mean no, you are getting bitter, not better.
So true, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you cannot be yes to everything and take care of yourself, which is really your own personal responsibility. And once again, I'm here with Lisa Gibbons. We were talking about Take Two, her New York Times best-selling book. It is your guide to creating happy endings and new beginnings. There's a part in your book, I love funny. Funny is in my, the laughter in my life brings so much. And your book, there's so many funny moments. It's very entertaining. It's inspiring. It's educational. And it's just wonderful. But I love your find the funny chapter.
Well, you know what? I think that, we know that laughter does, give us so much in life. It connects us to people. It gives us the ability to, you know, be stronger and be more empowered. And it just kind of breaks down a lot of the veneer, I think, in the world. But goodness knows, and I'm sure you must have lots of stories of, you know, ridiculous, sort of not self-imposed funny, but you end up kind of being in these crazy situations. I've done so many red carpet arrivals in my life, Sue, that I look back on some of them now and realize how ridiculous the outfits were, and especially in the 80s. I don't understand what happened to us in the 80s. We all kind of cosmically took a little recess from our sanity.
I think so. I mean, my sister and I look at the big hair pictures and go, why didn't we tell each other? Absolutely. Once again, I'm here with Lisa Gibbons. You want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We have more to come about her book, Take Two. So you're on AM 560 and you don't want to change that dial. We'll be right back.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120. 807-3120.
Have you had fire, flood, storm damage, or need repairs due to disaster or loss on your residential or commercial property? Call Restoration Coalition for your claim and a cost savings. You'll get multiple quotes and added assistance for no additional charge. For fire, flood, storm damage, or repairs, Restoration Coalition will help you with it all. Call Marina Collazo at 630-805-0651. Restoration Coalition will replace, restore, or repair anything, restoring your sanity first. Call 630-805-0651.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and I am here with Lisa Gibbons. We are talking about Take Two, her new New York Times best-selling book, and there's just so many wonderful chapters in the book, and it is a complete inspiration. I also want everybody to know this is a wonderful Mother's Day gift. So for all the men out there, go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get a copy of Take Two. The woman in your life will be very, very happy about it. Well, Lisa, you talk about in your book, there's a chapter called Understand the Business of Success. And you write, the best thing about Lisa is that the glass is half full, and the worst thing about Lisa is the glass is half full. I just love that. You want to elaborate on that?
You know, it's that frame of seeing the best in people and wanting to be optimistic. And my friends have told me that they love that and they value that. But where I get stuck and where I talk in the book about, you know, warning us all not to get stuck in that place where we invest so heavily in thinking and holding on too long. You said, you know, one of the things that was related to you in the book was, you know, life being this dance of a series of holding on and letting go. And you have to know when to do which. Mm-hmm. So if the glass is half full being a negative thing, you do have to know when there are toxic people, negative situations that you need to release from your life. You know, that's when your optimism can sometimes get in the way of thinking, well, if I hang on a little bit longer, if I just try this approach with them, if I make them see it my way. You know, play with the people that want to play with you. When you're recreating and redoing, build the energy around you, a circle of sisters, of a family of, you know, of origin or a family of choice who can really support your reinvention. And those people that are giving you excessive pushback over time, they're not going to go the distance with you. So you may have to suspend friendship with them for a little while because they're not going to feed this, and they're going to drag you down.
Pull you back.
Let them go. Release them and let them go.
Yeah, they'll pull you back. You know, I can totally relate to that. You also, one of the areas that really touched me is you talk about what really matters, you know, to all of us. And from time to time, I think we get so caught up in life and getting things done and being busy that we completely lose sight of what really matters.
We do. And if you look at a lot of the research that's been done of people at the end of life, and those of us who are boomers, you know, if you look at our window, you know, getting if the tunnel is getting, the light at the end of the tunnel is getting smaller and smaller, which I think is such a bad analogy. But if you look at I think it puts everything in sharper focus, and where we are on the time continuum allows us to really see what you're talking about, what's important, what matters. And no one wishes for another day at the office. No one wishes they'd close that contract. The universal top five wishes of the dying, you know, are things that have to do with relating to people. I wish I'd been myself more authentically. You know, I wish I had, you know, done what I really wanted to do. I wish I hadn't cared so much about what other people thought. In essence, I wish I had owned my life. And, you know, you think, okay, well, I'm 60, I'm 65, I'm whatever age it is, whatever age you are right now, any time is a good time to say, I want to be this now. I want to try this thing now. This is important to me now. You can redefine your relationship with your kids, with your grandkids. You know, I talk in the book about being gracious, and I think that being offering that kindness to yourself when you're looking to start over is really important, because if you can be gracious and grateful, I think you can do anything, because gratitude is the foundation upon which all abundance is built. So if you can be grateful for the person that you were that arrived you here, and actually write those letters of gratitude to people living or dead from your past. Do the process, do the exercise. Then that's going to build you this very solid foundation to build all the abundance that you want to take you into the next 20, 30, 40 years, which really should be your reflection of life according to you. You know, it's my life, my rules, everybody else get the memo.
Yeah, there you go. And you also talk about mission statements in your book, which I think is just so great for people to do, you know, to really define where you're at and where you want to go.
It's something that all of us in business are very used to doing with, you know, mission statements for our companies. But you're in the better business. This is your life. There is nothing more important. And, you know, I think in life we get exactly what we're willing to put up with. So your mission statement really is a chance for you to define, how do I want to be in the world? How do I want the world to feel about me? And to write it down so that that's what you're going to be focusing on. You know, the first line of my mission statement is to feel joy and spread it with grace and ease, to seek ways to empower and enlighten through my gifts and talents. And it goes on from there. It can be short. It can be as long as you want it to be. But this is not a goal sheet. It's not things you want to accomplish. It's not a bucket list. This is your mission in life. You know, how do you want to feel about the world, and how do you want the world to reflect back to you? And once you define that, it's a really cool thing because then you kind of know where you're going.
Yeah,
and you know how I feel. You know, you want to know where you're going and look good when you get there, baby.
Absolutely. And Lisa, real quick, give us your words of wisdom. We're running out of time today. I want to thank you so much for being here.
It's never too late. You are worth it. Begin today to say, I'm going to hit the reset button in my life. On the way to happily ever after, things change, but you get to start over and call for a second take.
That's right. And once again, I'm here with Lisa Gibbons with Take Two. Her guide, or her book, is Your Guide to Creating Happy Endings and New Beginnings. Thank you so much, Lisa, for being on Aging Info Radio.
Always a joy. Big hugs to you, Sue. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day.
And you as well. Bye.
Bye-bye. Stay right here. We've got Mother Weber's oldest son, Clark Weber, coming up next.
I am Jordan Kagan from Kagan & Company in Northbrook. My father founded Smart Jewelers, the watch store, owned it for 50 years, most years on Devon before retiring. There was a void where people could safely turn to comfortably consider selling their valuables and collectibles.
At Kagan & Company, they buy sterling silver flatware and tea sets, anything gold, sterling silver, and platinum in any condition, including jewelry and coins, luxury watches, especially brands like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Cartier, Omega, Breitling, and Tag Heuer. Do you have any of these items that haven't seen the light in 3 years? They've helped hundreds, often turning what began as a stressful or overwhelming situation into a happy ending. Kagan & Company provides you a free evaluation in the comfort of your own home, office, or even your bank vault. You're invited to give them the chance to make you their next satisfied client. Call them at 847-897-5781 with questions or to arrange for an evaluation. That's 847-897-5781. Kagan & Company thanks you in advance for your trust.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve. Reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio with Clark Weber's Look at Life.
This is Clark Weber with another look at life. I don't know about you, but there are times when I don't want the world to find me. I well remember when I could disappear for an hour or two and clear my head. Sometimes I even forgot to take my cell phone with me, which incidentally drives my wife Joan right up the wall because she can't find me. Well, not anymore. Now the latest gadget on the market makes it even harder to hide. Get this. It's a postage stamp-sized wristwatch that contains a computer and a telephone. Cost $150. So Shades of Dick Tracy. The developers say it will keep you on the cutting edge of business, Facebook, and Twitter all at the same time. But wait a minute, they're not done with this. They say that apps are also being developed that will add movies and eBay to our wrists. Oh, I can't wait to watch Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman in Casablanca on my watch. Sure. I'm Clark Webb. When people discover that my wife Joan and I live at the Presbyterian Homes Westminster Place in Evanston, one of the first things I'm asked is, well, how do you like it? Both Joan and I love it, and for several reasons. There's the freedom of not having to deal with the upkeep of our home. No snow to shovel, no lawn to mow, the freedom of knowing that health care is on the campus. Presbyterian Homes, they've been a leader in senior living for more than 100 years, with communities in Evanston, Lake Forest, and Arlington Heights. Call 847-866-1641 and schedule a tour. Tell them Clark Weber sent you. Now, are they really that good? Well, I should know. I live there. Call 847-866-1641.
Welcome back. And yes, Clark Weber, you are a yes in my world with so many words of wisdom. Thank you for your look at life. And as in Take Two, your guide to creating happy endings and new beginnings, Lisa Gibbons' book, No Matter What, We Can Always Call for a Redo. I've read Take Two, and she writes about so much that we can relate to. I highly recommend it. You can get it at Amazon or Barnes and Noble. And let's see, my adoption this week is Milo, a 2-year-old male husky. Go to agingInfoRadio.com, click on the Pause logo, and check out Milo, or call Pause Chicago at 773-935-PAUSE. And, of course, Milo is waiting with his paws crossed because, yes, Daisy Mae, animals are worth saving. And keep in mind that today's show and all of our past shows are up on podcast at agingInfoRadio.com. You can listen live 24/7, and you don't have to download the show. Just click on the Listen Here button. And we also post pictures of our guests, a show blog, along with the podcast. And, of course, check out our credible sponsors and their pages all at agingInfoRadio.com. And we can also help you with a resource or referral in the aging and elder care boomer senior industry. Call us at 866-560-3965 or send us an email at info@agingInfoRadio.com. Thank you to my guests today, Lisa Gibbons, Debbie Schreiner, my awesome programmer, AM 560. And I am Susan Wacky, and I'll be back next Saturday morning right here on Aging Info Radio. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Saturday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.